So what's up, people of this weird planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 62 of Reality Monday Podcast with yours truly, Damilare Mapa. With me are supposed to be two amazing guests, but apparently one of them is going to be joining us late. I would like to introduce the first guest. I'll just say her name and she would introduce herself fully. She will introduce herself fully. Ms. Kelechi, please, could you give us a little bit of intro about yourself?
Hi guys, good evening. My name is Kelechi Kis Bona. I'm a skincare vendor and also a project manager in view and what else? Customer service support. That's all. Thank you for having me.
You are a rich woman. This portfolio. I don't know. Anybody that is listening, I don't know, maybe you want them to send their account number to you. Because you said you are like your NGO, please, what is your NGO about?
I should send mine, please.
No, I don't think so. You're the one with a lot of portfolios. So yeah. Anyways, thank you very much for being on this episode. And then it's only God that knows. We are recording this in the evening, but like anybody can be listening to this at any period. So the title of this episode is Finding Love Online and Offline, Personal Opinions and Experiences. And yes, two wonderful guests have really, really amazing experiences on this. So you guys should just follow us through and you'd learn a lot of things from this episode. So I will just be going right into it. Our first outline, first question is finding love online and offline. In your own opinion and experience, which would you say is the easiest? And why would you say it's the easiest? Ms. Kelechi, could you tell us why would you say finding love either online or offline is the easiest?
Okay, so first off, online, offline, finding love. So love is actually a very serious thing. I know everybody's seeing it as something general and oh, just that way, but it's very, very serious. And so according to, let me first have my opinion, which is easier. I actually feel that offline is easier. Why? Because you tend to see the person, you know, there are a lot of people that have issues with, oh, I can't do long distance, or some people say I'm not a call person, I'm not a text person, which I just feel that that's just like very, very silly excuse. Because I mean, I'm a simp. When I love somebody, I will call, I will text, I will do whatever.
But you know the way Nigeria is currently, like, you cannot just say you want to call whenever or text whenever, because
why?
That can be like, even the country itself is like enough for you to think about so many things. So
if I already have love, at least I think the stress should reduce. I know that somebody loves me and I get to talk to somebody about all the hardship. I think I'll feel better.
But then love does not bring money. Love does not bring food to the table. You know that that's another issue. That's another issue that people face. That okay, like I have to focus on the things that bring food to the table, then I'll not think about love, because even love without all those things, it will later get tired, you know, at the end of the day. But
I get it. But still, you should start loving somebody first. Like, it's important to get other things to fall in place, because I feel that you just have to start from somewhere. Like, you cannot just say, oh, this will bring this to the table. But love is important in a relationship as much as money is important. Love is important. You know, you can't buy love. You can't buy money with love. Like, I know a lot of people that get married to their partners, say, oh, because he has money, because she has money, and they love the person. They don't care, you know. But at the end of the day, I don't know, Sha. Me, I'm a lover girl. Me, I like love. Oh, yeah. I want everything. I want love. I want money. Like,
you want love and money. Nobody wants to pick one of them. But anyways, so we don't divert. I think we should just try to like come back into the conversation. So in your own opinion, Ms. Kate, you say like love physically, that it's better for you to like find love offline, or it's easier offline to find love offline than online.
My experience.
No, I think online. We'll still go through experience. Our second guest, Mr. Ayo, is currently here. So I would like for him to first introduce himself, even though he has been going off and coming and going on and coming off. But Mr. Ayo, please, could you introduce yourself to us? Tell us your full name and like what you do.
Once again, please, I will try and apologize. Or let me just try to apologize for not being stable. Please, I'm very sorry, please. My name is Ayo Tichi. I'm the social media manager and content creator. Okay, should I move on with the topic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can tell us your own opinion. I think Mr. Luffy has said that opinion. Like, do you agree that it's easier to find love, or like it's easier for you to get love offline than online, according to your own opinion? So you have a contrary opinion.
All right. What I would just say is that I think in this our own generation, I mean this our Gen Z generation, let me just put it like that. You know what love is actually about. Let me just put it like that. You see, basically, I was telling one of my guys, you know, some weeks ago. I think we have this question about something, something similar to this. So I was actually telling him that. Okay, I was actually telling him that that everybody or anybody actually find love online. Trust me, it's not the love from the real art. Let me just put it like that. I think you get my point. Anybody,
you are saying that most people, but do you know that people, all the people that have come online and say that we met on this, we met on that, are those ones lies?
No, I'm just some are actually real, but if you had to put it on average, trust me, 80% of them are actually they're actually lies. Let me just put it like that, because you know, because actually I just want to try and use some of my words like that, you know, since. Or can we just make use of any words? Like, I mean, all this can we use foul language allowed? Let me add that.
Let's keep the foul language in. Don't promise you are really angry at someone on this podcast.
What do you say?
I said unless you are really angry at someone on this podcast.
No, I'm not really annoyed, but I just want to like some foul language want to drop. So that's a max. So that I know how to control myself. That's a max. You know, maybe you know this NBC or the thing. I don't know. Maybe it's also I don't know if it's allowed in the podcast or the thing. So that's a max.
No, you can just don't use any foul language.
Okay, all right. So as I was saying, so most people that actually find laws online, trust me, most of them are not actually, and most of these laws, they are not, they are not genuine. Hey, my guy, I like this baby. I'm just trying to do myself. Oh my guy, I like this baby. Baby, you never seen. I just picture is you. No, maybe na arrow or na this thing. Just see, you know, I just see this.
Okay, so we looks like we lost him again. Kelechi, your experience. I think we should just continue with like your experience that you wanted to tell us about. How quickly?
Okay, so about my experience, I think that finding love online was easier because I spend like 20 hours out of my 24 hours, or let me say I sleep for like 8 hours. The remaining hours online most times. And of course, I get to talk to a whole number of people. I've met people through spaces, I've met people through comment session, I've met people oh, because I posted a picture, I met people because I posted a tweet. And I'm not a Facebook person, so I don't do Facebook. I live on Instagram and Twitter. So I've met people because I posted a story like on Instagram and the conversation started. So I feel my own experience finding love online is easier. Like, it's not like it's the easiest, but it's easier for me because I'm more online than offline. So yeah.
So in your own experience now, like the love that you found online, like, because there's a difference between striking a conversation and actually like being in a relationship with someone that you've met online. So you've, number one, you've had experiences where, okay, you accept someone's gesture to being in a relationship just by like when you see them online without seeing them physically. That's number one. And then number two is that how, compared to the ones that you found, the relationships that you built offline, like which one of them did you see as like being the strongest?
Okay, my two longest relationships were, we met offline. The one was in same secondary school and all of that, and the other one we met in NYC camp.
Wow. So you found love in NYC camp. God,
I did. I found love in NYC camp.
Congratulations.
Ah, that's scattered. So do congratulate me.
Well, even if it has scattered, at least you found it where a lot of people would never find love. So
yeah,
that's what
I know, right? No.
So the ones online, they never really last. What are the reasons why you feel like they don't last?
Okay, like 80% of the reasons is because of distance. Like some of them, long distance, like out of the country or stuff like that. So we seen as much as once. Me, I don't have issue, no discounts. Fun fact, my first relationship that I had for 5 years, we're in school. So obviously that one was long distance because I only used to see him when I come home for like a few weeks and I go back again. Know how school is, like spend like most of your time in school. So the other one too, you know, after camp, so we had to like go to our various place. So we came to Kaduna and my coach didn't allow me to stay back in Kaduna and I didn't want to go to Abuja. So I had to redeploy to Ogun State. He redeployed to Ilorin, because that's where his brother was. So we had to visit each other time to time. So for that 2 years that we were dating, it was long distance.
Okay, so usually, in your own opinion now, usually the long distance is usually the, like your partner that like has issues with it at the end of the day.
Some of them, and some other reasons, like okay, some other reasons, like okay, like for my first relationship, one maybe we're like we're pretty young, when we're off, we're like in our early 20s, so what caused the fight was he doesn't know how to say sorry, you know, and yeah. I've always like I'm the kind of person that I would not just leave you because you have this flaw. Come on, we are not perfect, you understand? So I always like to try tell him, okay, change, not say sorry and so that, because money wasn't the problem. So I'm not a materialistic person, but the fact that we were in school, so everybody's collecting their money, like we collect our pocket money. I collect my money from my parents, collect his money from his parents. So we're just like that, not like as if anybody was. Yeah, we're okay. Very like what
okay, so...
let me go back to the this guy is distracting me. So Joshua, yeah. Because of like sorry, then is because we had that relationship with our parents, like his mom, like I talked to his mom, talked to my mom. So somehow, his mom was involved and Isha like just ended like somehow, like it wasn't
okay.
It would end. So that's what ended the first one. It was not really as if it was because of the distance or something. It was just, most of them were just more like personal reasons.
Personal reasons. Okay. So moving on, because I really don't want us to go past our time limit, and we are just going to the second outline, which is one good experience on finding love offline or online. So I think Mr. Ayo has been chatting since. I don't know why you cannot talk. But we really do not have too much time. So in a few minutes, please, Mr. Ayo, tell us like a good experience that you've had with dating someone online or offline.
Very sorry when I was talking to you guys. Sorry, but now I'm fully on ground now. Okay, one of the experiences I had, although let me just say this. The best way to find a good partner, like you are looking for, this is of two ways now, offline and then online. I'm going somewhere. Like if you are actually this kind of person that you can't approach a lady physically, but you know how to approach a lady online. Trust me, Twitter is the best place.
You are looking for love on Twitter.
Yes. Trust me, my guy. Trust me. I don't lie to you. Alright,
experience.
What do you say?
I say as per personal experience, man.
People actually feel probably it's Facebook, but it's a lie. To be sincere, because Facebook, you actually meet a lot of immature people there. But on Twitter, trust me, I know what I'm saying, but let's divert to don't let us divert to that side.
No, yeah, the original question. In a few minutes.
What do you say?
I said the original question in a few minutes. One good experience.
Yeah, one thing about meeting a girl online is that probably you see a good girl, and not someone like this girl, you see a better girl. If online, at least before you guys will meet, she can be doing one or two things for you online. Like probably be sorting out some things, one or two things, or probably if you guys are in good conditions, like before you guys will meet physically. But the advantage of meeting girl like over offline, I mean, what is the next time meeting them? Good experience on finding love offline. One of the advantages, I don't think there's really a good advantage like that for the offline, because most of these guys, as they see you, they're going to be you. Someone like KVT like this, someone.
So you're afraid of being
Just look at, like, let me just say something about as I was saying before the whole thing, before I got the show, when I was talking there. You see this whole love, you see this love of the thing. These are just, you don't know what love is, trust me. In these are just a generation, you don't know what love is, just a kind of aspect, and love is not like that. Now, let's just take the example of our parents. Let's just think of some things, some experiences our parents had. This generation, can they go through it? The pains, the hardship our parents went through during their marriage, can these agencies, can they go through it? That's one question. I think that would be, maybe that would be another topic for another day. So, I think that's all about that.
You've still not told us your good experience.
What do you
say? I said, you've still not told us your good experience.
Okay, my good experience about the offline is about the girl I was actually dating the when I was in school, then she did cover for me then when I was in class. Like, that's one of the major things I actually enjoyed in the girl then. Like, she did cover for me because I'm just kind of pressing that when I was on campus, then I didn't have time to go to class because because of my work. Because when I was on campus, then I'm doing the party organizing the thing, so I don't have time. So, this girl, she did cover for me then when I was in school, and in terms of doing some other things, like, she's always there. So, that's one of the good experience I had for the offline. And for the online, before everything, I know that time, the online one was when I was in secondary school, like that. You know, those times we say we need the card, sharp, sharp. Like, don't lose that this girl could do one for you. You understand that. So, that's one of the experience I tell you. So, that's one of the good experience I tell you had then when I was then we would do online with things like that. So, I think that's all.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not really prepared for this topic. I don't like to do this.
No problem, no problem. Could you tell us a good experience for offline or online?
Okay, good experience in finding love offline. Okay, I just feel like the fact that maybe you guys would get to talk better in person, you know, and build a relationship better, you know, because online ship a lot of things. Yes, and okay, a good experience finding love online. Now let me talk about my online because I've had good ones online as well. Good experience finding love online. Well, I just feel like you tend to build your trust with that person you meet online. Like, it's very sweet that you know that, oh, this person that you are dating online, you can actually trust this person. You have the ability to crave and wait for the moment that you tend to see this person. You know, I love surprises. I love not really like suspense. Suspense. That's more suspense. So like
until you finally see it and you're like, oh, what's your other verse?
I'm going to see her. I'm going to see him obviously because we're going to have video calls and all of that. So we're in the world of technology now. So yeah. Exactly. So it's going to like I don't know, just that like very, very sweet feeling for me that when I finally get to see you, oh yes. But it wouldn't change anything. But I just feel that I just like that moment that you know we are anonymous, like I'm not seeing you,
I totally understand you. So
understand me, right? Yeah. So I love that moment. Yeah. It's interesting.
So yes, you still not told us the exact like a good experience offline. Or online with one part, maybe anybody that comes to your mind, you don't have to say the details, just tell us, like, oh, this is how you met, and like, this was how we went. And so.
Okay, yeah, okay. I think I'll still like explain my NYSC story. It was quite funny. So, the way we met, because when I entered camp, I had one house guy that was in my MAPA, but. I did not want to deceive myself or deceive him, so it obviously like it can't work because of the fact that he's an house guy. So randomly, because normally we're in same class and stuff like that, so we used to like always, even if I'm late, which I'm hardly late, or sometimes maybe he's earlier, which he sits for me. So that I didn't know what delayed me that day, but I couldn't sit with him that day, so I now sat at the back, and at that back I sat happened to be beside him, like my ex. So
what a sweet love story.
And that was how And that was how we started talking, and you know, conversation started, and that was part of the moment, and that was that. And Alpha guy got jealous. I think he even felt sick at the time. He wanted to go home, and
yeah,
I begged him that I should not go. That we are friends. Like say, no, that was smashed.
So you friend zoned the Alpha guy.
No. I told him from the beginning that this is it. But he's not want to accept the fact that we should be friends to get. Well, like nothing can happen. Between the group of us, like we can only be friends. But he probably was being himself hope that maybe I'll change my mind or something like that. Or now, yeah,
but in the process, you found the person that you really loved. That's nice. Yeah. Honestly, I feel like that's already a good experience. We should just move on because of time.
Yeah.
So bad experience. I think I was still Kelechi. You can still start quickly. Any bad experience? It might be just online or offline. It doesn't have to be the two. Then Mr. Ayo will tell us bad experience. So we'll go to advice this and we'll round up. So yeah.
Okay. So one bad experience of online was I met a guy. He had like an open space on Twitter, and I think it was about red flags and green flags. So we're like all talking and. I took the mic. I hardly take mics on Twitter spaces, but I don't know that day. I just felt like talking, and I spoke. And next thing was in my DM, and it was like, that he loved how everything, like how I spoke and everything was really fine. So from there, we started talking. Like everything was so fast that for 2 weeks he asked me out, and I'm like, okay, let's just
okay.
Let's take a chill pill, like can we calm down? But I didn't like him, I did, but I didn't want to like rush anything at that moment.
Yeah,
because he wasn't in the country, and he has mentioned earlier that he never really long distance. I told him like, okay, long distance, he likes me, you can try and stuff like that. I'm like, okay. And that was it. So we started dating, and he ended in a month.
In a month?
Yes.
Wow.
That was like it took me a lot of time to get myself, because this happened last year. So it took me a lot of time. No, last 2 years actually. It took me a lot of time to like get myself back. Like I was, but it even happened like a few weeks to my birthday. So it stabilized me, like it took months, because I was really, really like, when somebody has built that conversation with you, like we were actually talking like almost every time. Even when I was at work, like you call, even when I'm talking, like even when I'm having customers, you still leave the phone, be on video, be on voice call. Like sometimes you play like offline games, you play online games, you know. Everything was just like, you know, when you feel that you found this partner, or everything is perfect, blah blah blah, yeah, blah, another thing, boom.
And it just happens.
Yeah, so that was my bad experience.
Yeah, thank you very much for sharing that experience. Really sorry about how.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are already at 30 minutes. We need to round up this episode. Mr. Ayo, you said you talked about your bad experience already. Well, please remind us, because I cannot remember. What was the experience, please?
I was thinking I've talked about it. Oh, sorry. My bad experience was when the girl actually left and we moved to separate ways, and the major reason was because the chill with the big boys. You get my point? Like we are not happy with me.
Okay, so did you meet this babe online or offline?
No, I met her on campus offline.
Okay. So you've not had any bad experience with meeting people online?
The online this thing I've actually had, like basically we've not met physically. We just normal random discontinue again all this.
And you ghost each other.
What do you say?
I say, and eventually you just ghost each other.
Exactly. So no real deal or anything like that. It's just all this play online or anything like that. But at the same time, we do video calls, like our conditions it's all this play of thing online. But at the same time, there was one I actually had online then. The girl was actually useful to me. She helped me through my processing of when I was about to get admission and all like that. So my bad experience about my offline dating was when I was when I joined the for about 3 years. And she started making out some thoughts, you found before. Oh, because I'm trying to find some guys that let me say that I don't know the right word to use. You get my point now? So
yeah, levels have changed.
Exactly, you know, on campus and when you see guys riding big cars, you know, and stuff like that, and to start noticing some things that just to look for faults on my own side, and then from there, even now, the girl, she's even pregnant now, so that's the end result.
Really good. That's good. You lost your babe to Pablo's.
Exactly. Not the right like that. So that's why although everybody with their own experience, like, so that's my own experience. And then,
Thank you very much for sharing your experience. So yes, lastly, Kelechi, please, just probably one advice that you'd give anybody thinking about finding love online or offline. Probably like any advice that comes to your head.
Okay,
yes, advice and red flag that they should consider. Yes.
Okay, so I'll just be open-minded, don't take your affections, don't say, oh, Twitter is saying this, Instagram is saying this, don't just listen to sexes, just follow your instincts. If you feel, have a bad feeling about whatever you are having, trust me, don't go ahead. And if you feel good about it, go ahead, pray about it, prayer is very underrated, pray about it, open your heart and just let it flow. Then red flag, please, communication is very, very important. Anybody that cannot communicate with you, no matter how busy the person is, I think I can classify myself as I've experienced busyness to the extreme, and my relationships never suffered. So I don't think there's anyone that can tell me that, I am busy. That is why I've not reached you. Even if you are away from your phone, if it is 1 minute, you call me to say, oh babe, what's up? Or even send a voice note. All those little things matter. You don't just keep me, you just say, we just go 2 days. We don't talk. 1 week, we don't talk. Or we don't text. That's the barest minimum. I feel that calling should be a very normal thing. So communication should be very, very constant. Way you can even get to even know the person more, even see the other red flags. Communication is a big deal. I think it's very important. So I think that is more a major for me. Then I also feel I don't really like this talk about I'm a text person, I'm a call person. Yeah, like me, you want to hear my voice. Come on, my voice is the sweetest in the world.
Oh,
if you love me or if you like me, you always want to text me and talk to me. Trust me, I have I don't think I run out of gist. There's always gist.
There's
always something to say. Do you understand? Yeah. So, and also, too much complaints. This is doing you today. This is doing you tomorrow. Something is doing you already. The same way for a guy now, when a girl is always wanting to always be she's already demanding at the talking stage. Is a red flag. Is a no. Please don't I don't think it's a good one. And for the guy for the girl, when a guy too is doing the same, or maybe already wanting, already talking about your body, already acting all sexual, please.
So thank you very much for
welcome.
Thank you very much for those advice. That is a lot. Thank you very much for the advices. Advice and your opinions on those. Mr. Okwe, Mr. Ayo, please just one. You also want so that we can round up. It's already getting almost 40 minutes. So one advice or red flag.
All right. Rachel, she has actually said it before. Major thing is communication is very, very important.
Communication is important.
And one more key thing is to make money. I know she remembered that, but she really just wants to do that. To make money from the guys and very, very important. That is the number one key.
One to get me moving. Okay, thank you very much for that advice. Thank you very much, guys, for being on this episode of Variety Monday. I'm hoping that anybody that's listening to this has gained one or two things. Thank you very much, guys, and God bless you for listening to this moment. Kindly follow us on our social media platforms. Follow Miss Kelechi. Miss Kelechi, do you want them to follow you? Maybe you want to drop your handle for people to follow you.
Oh yeah, don't follow me. Kelechi _Ogunna. Thank you.
Yeah, on every platform, I guess.
No, on Twitter, then on Instagram, Kelechi. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ayo. Do you want to drop your handle?
Yes, at Schofield_80 on Twitter. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.